streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, it is a Monday. We are live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me on a Monday. Now we're getting some clarity. Now we kind of can see the haves and the have-nots. Injuries taking a toll on some of the better teams. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I love the Suns team.
Oh, the fans, it's a story.
It is.
The veteran,
so fun.
I'm going to babysit the kids a little bit. Now, they'll get tired of him. Remember, kids don't want to be babysat once they're 17, 18.
A few more years. Let's do some winning first before we get tired of the situation. But, yeah, if you don't have a team in the playoffs right now, I don't know how you don't just jump on the Suns bandwagon.
They're so much fun.
I don't know if I've been invited, but I'm there.
All right. So let's start with this. I got a bunch of kids, right? And a couple of them are getting close to entering the workforce, getting jobs and entering the workforce. And what's very important, and Uncle Colin, dad, stepdad tells them, who, where, what? Ask yourself, who are you? Want to be a good coworker, a trustable coworker, a friend, an ally? Who are you? Establish that. Who are you in the company? Where? Where will you flourish? In a social environment? In a cubicle by yourself? West Coast, East Coast, close to family, on your own? Where will you flourish? What? What do you see yourself becoming in 10 years? What would you be proud of? What's a goal you can pursue? Who, where, what? Basketball players should think about this too. Let's talk Chris Paul, my MVP. His who has always been incredibly strong. Defiant, tough, defends, leads, barks. Wake Forest, all of his stops. He's got one of the strongest who's in the NBA. Who is important? It's your foundation. Where? Chris Paul. Well, his wares been in flux. He's been on five teams. But he flourishes with young players who are talented but want to be led. He's not as good with veterans. What? Now, that's interesting. We've argued for years about what he is, and those of us, me, have been arguing, probably the second-best point guard ever. But he's not vertical and flashy and fun. Now you are seeing, indisputably, what he is. He is the most valuable player in this league once LeBron got out of his prime. He affects winning and losing, and that to me is value. And the media often loves Westbrook and Iverson and D. Rose and John Wall and fast and vertical and fun and flashy. That is not what the point guard position is about. It's about elevating others beyond yourself. That's why Magic Johnson's the greatest point guard ever. And I'd make a strong argument Chris Paul is second. And Chris Paul's sense of who, where, what, who is so strong, and this is important in life, that as the game has changed, he has tweaked it, but he has not fallen prey to the current analytic whims. Unlike Giannis, who's now firing up three-pointers, Chris Paul shoots a mid-range, mostly from the right side of the key. It is who he is. He still barks. He still yells. He still commands. He still defends. Although he's not as good a defender as he once was, he's still tough. His who is so strong that it's overcome a lot of the wares. He's been all over the league. And as the game has changed, what he has become is actually more valuable because he knows what he is. And Phoenix is perfect. Because for the first time in his career, the who, where, what, the chakras, they all aligned. His who is strong. He's working with a coach that'll listen and young players that will follow. And what he's become, side by side with the MVP Jokic, it's not even close. One is controlling the clock. Chris Paul is not only averaging 25 points and 5 rebounds and 10 assists and virtually no turnovers. He's shooting 100% from the line, 75% from threes, 63% from field goals. It's insane. Coach of the Denver Nuggets summed it up accurately on Chris Paul.
You have to give them a lot of credit. They're a very well-coached team, and they have a lot of talent. Chris Paul could arguably be the greatest point guard of all time. And you know what you have in Devin Booker, just a professional bucket getter. So they're going to be a tough out. So you have to tip your cap to them.
And what I tell my kids or stepkids on the who, the where, the what, it will not be easy. My who was very weak when I was young. My where has been, as you know, with my career, in flux. My what was always strong. I knew what I wanted to be. But it wasn't until I had kids my who was the strongest of the three. They created clarity on who I really was. My where, I'm finally happy. And my what, and this is what I do, I talk. But Chris Paul, my journey has not been easy. Chris Paul, and this is what I tell kids, it ain't easy. It's hard. The stronger the who is, the easier the where and the what become. Here's Chris Paul.
I wasn't this phenom. I wasn't necessarily supposed to be here. I played 2 years of JV basketball. You know, it ain't always been, you know, sweet for me. I've always had to grind, and I like that mentality. And that's always been who I've been, and I'm going to stay that way. If you like it, cool. If you don't, it's cool too.
This is who I am. It's always been a strength. All right, let's talk the fragile Brooklyn Nets. I'm gonna quit predicting the Bucks-Nets series. I think I've whiffed four different times. We said last week the Brooklyn Nets have become Tesla. Brilliant, revolutionary. Oh, boy. But Elon Musk running the show, you're not sure what they are day to day. This is what Brooklyn is, fragile. Kyrie Irving, he He's hurt again. Kevin Durant, now frustrated he's the only star left. Blake Griffin, Steve Nash isn't playing him enough. And Harden, I don't know. Does anybody know? You know, I said this when he left Steph Curry. It's funny about the NBA. LeBron and KD keep moving around the NBA trying to find the perfect spot. And it's like it doesn't exist. You know, when you're as great as KD and you're as great as LeBron James, you're not going to find your equal. You know, LeBron, D. Wade got old and Cleveland's owner couldn't get him any good players. And then Kyrie bailed on him and J.R. Smith drove him nuts. And now Anthony Davis isn't healthy. And Kevin Durant wasn't the man in Oklahoma City. And I'm going to go to Golden State. And he wasn't quite the man there because it's kind of Steph's culture and Steph's team. And now he goes out to Brooklyn with stars and they're all hurt. You can run, you can't hide. KD and LeBron are bouncing around trying to find the perfect solution. And it's really not there. But I said when he left Golden State, I said be very careful because Steph Curry is probably the most selfless, egoless, emotionally dependable star in the league. Kyrie's gifted, but he's not that. You don't quite know what you're getting day to day with Kyrie and the way he feels and Kyrie and his body. And so this is a sort of what it was going to eventually be, which is a bunch of dudes – really talented, looked like the world's best basketball team for the first two games, and then KD is essentially now on his own. The most valuable teammate for Kevin Durant this morning is the Nets training staff. Fragile, fingers crossed. Harden's hammy, anyone's guess. Kyrie's ankle, cross your fingers. You can move around a lot when you're a superstar in the NBA. But KD and LeBron are great examples. You're never going to find anybody as great as you. KD's never going to find anybody as good as KD as a teammate. I mean, on the planet right now, there isn't one. And LeBron kept looking for somebody as durable as LeBron. Who was as durable as LeBron his first 16 years in the league? How about nobody ever, including Michael Jordan? Nobody was as durable. And so this morning, Kevin Durant wakes up, and he's tied at two games. And at this point, my only prediction is the Nets team doctors will decide the season. That's it. That's the series. It's come down to health. They're working on the ankle now. They're working on the hammy now. Nets are healthy, they win. Nets aren't, they lose. It's come to that. Very interesting weekend. You know, I know – we talk a lot about the Aaron Rodgers situation, but it is a big deal. It is a big deal. He's the league's MVP. I mean, the NFL's 1,000 times more popular than the NBA or baseball, and if the MVP was in what some consider a holdout, although I don't think it qualifies as that yet, it's a big deal. And Mark Murphy, Harvard guy, runs the Packers, came out and said something this weekend that he probably shouldn't have, and maybe it ticked off Aaron Rodgers. Today, as Joy knows, it's either a pick on Aaron Day or a support Aaron Day on this show. Because there's a lot of stuff here. Today's a support Aaron Day. I'm going to support Aaron today with something I thought about driving in. Do you suffer from an overly weighted plantar aspect, otherwise known as a lead foot? Do you suddenly break out with fierce, white-knuckled fits of enthusiasm? Do goosebumps spontaneously appear for no reason? If so, Mercedes AMG may be right for you. Meticulously tested, obsessively crafted for those who drive to feel alive. Mercedes AMG has over 50 years of proven track-tested research and development. Whether you prefer the elegance of a Mercedes sedan, the charisma of a coupe, the might and ruggedness of a Mercedes SUV, Mercedes AMG remains the leader of engineering driving performance and exhilaration. Stop living with uninspired handling. Take control of your senses now. Call your local authorized Mercedes dealers. Or visit mbusa.com/AMG. Find out if Mercedes AMG is right for you. Mercedes AMG, driving performance.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
Most people are complicated, right? Like, you're driving around listening to this show. Some days you're in a good mood. Some days you're in a bad mood. Some days, you know, I mean, like, we all have our days, right? Some days you love your kids. Some days you can't love, they're out of the house, right? Like, we're all complicated people. But, you know, it's manageable for most people, myself included. So, Mark Murphy runs the Packers. And he had said recently, you know, Aaron and I should probably not take this public. And then Mark Murphy's talking to, you know, the Packer people back there at a press conference, and boy, he could not wait to get this out.
I'm often reminded, though,
We have Ted Thompson, I think most of you know, just a great general manager who passed away earlier this year. Often talked about Aaron that he's a and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say, he's a complicated fella.
All right. Probably wouldn't have gone there. You could have said it's a complicated situation. I wouldn't make it personal. You know, Aaron can be a little prickly on that stuff. It's okay. A lot of us can. I don't think he's that complicated. He loves football. He's got some other side interests, and he doesn't love the way his employer is treating him. All right. That sounds like most of us. You know what I mean? We're pretty good at our jobs. We have other interests, and we get mad when our employer doesn't treat us right. That's not that unique. In a perfect world, let's just establish this. This is what every single NFL team wants from their quarterback. These five things. We're going to draft you. You're going to exceed expectations. You're going to win a Super Bowl. We're going to pay you a lot. And then you're going to be happy and content. That was Aaron, by the way, until about 3 years ago. He was all five. And by the way, he's still four of five. He was drafted. He exceeded expectations. He won a Super Bowl. He got paid a lot. He's still four of five. But the happy, content thing. Well, Aaron is difficult. That's funny because Deshaun Watson actually came out before Aaron this year to show his displeasure with a tire fire known as the Houston Texans. Russell Wilson's a good guy, and he was pissed at Seattle. Carson Wentz said of Philadelphia, "Get me out of here." Matt Stafford, "I can't be a Lion any longer." Oh, wait. The happy, content thing even got Brady out of New England. Are they bad guys? Folks, teams need to understand now that the expectations and pressure on quarterbacks, it's all I talk about. This is one of the most watched shows. For 7 months, people make fun of me. Are you talking quarterbacks today? It's all we talk about. The position is so important, so highly compensated, the stress so intense, you're blamed for every loss and expected to win. And then there's five guys, Stafford, Wentz, Brady 2 years ago, Deshaun Watson, Russell, Aaron. Highly compensated, rules have changed, every loss is you. And then Aaron has this other thing he has to deal with. Aaron, and everybody has to deal with this that is like as good as Aaron Rodgers in life. Now the standards for Aaron, and he's created those because he's great, are unrealistic. Aaron won the MVP. Last year's a disappointment. Aaron got to the NFC Championship. I know, but did you just see how it ended? Aaron won his division again. He better. When you're as great as Aaron now and Russell Wilson, the standards are insane. Aaron won the MVP, and outside of Green Bay, and maybe including Green Bay, nobody cares. I mean, even if Josh Allen won it, if Russell won it, if Matt Ryan won it, if Garoppolo won it, it would be, wow, Aaron won it. Whatever, how'd he do against Tampa in the NFC Championship? Teams have to realize this, that Aaron, and he has a right to have a little bit of an ego, has entered into a phase where the pressure is insane. We are no longer interested that LeBron makes the finals. He has to win the finals, or no MJ. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, two totally different people, both showed clear unhappiness the second Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Why? Because those are two of the only guys in the world, and Patrick Mahomes compared to Brady. There's a difference between being a model and being a supermodel. Once you're a model, there's millions of models, beautiful people everywhere. Supermodel, there's about six. You're fighting for every magazine cover with Naomi Campbell. And the pressure is enormous. And success for you, if you're not number one, you're last. And that's how Brady sees it. He was literally in the playoffs when he left New England. So let's take a deep breath here. Aaron is four of the five things every team wants from their quarterback. Drafted, exceeded it, won a Super Bowl, highly compensated, happy. Be content. Russell wasn't content. Aaron's not content. Deshaun's not content. Stafford's not content. Wentz is not content. It's like an epidemic, right? You get it? Like it's happening a lot to a lot of different personalities and a lot of different people. And then you add on for Aaron, he's so gifted now that we roll our eyes and yawn when he wins MVP. So yes, there is pressure on him. He does want a little bit of a say. He does want J.J. Watt. He does want you to draft somebody besides a developmental quarterback in the first round and a running back who won't play for 2 years in the second. Today is Defend Aaron Rodgers Day in the Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD? How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio. I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Thought about the Mark Murphy comments. Aaron's very... he's a complicated fella, and I thought, let me think about something. how I would do this, but I'm not Aaron or the Packers, is not necessarily how it would work out. I've said before, I'm more of a rip the Band-Aid off. You don't want to be with me? There's a sea of people to be around. I'm out. So if I was the Packers, I would just say, hey, I'll trade you. Once the season starts, I'll move you over to the AFC. I'm not going to send you there now and have you come back and win the Super Bowl. I'll send you mid-season, trade deadline, so you have a little bumpy first start. Jordan Love is not going to be great, so I don't want you to be great. And then next year, we think Jordan Love will be good. But that's not going to happen probably, right? So I thought to myself, Green Bay owns his rights, and they've been defiant. We're not trading him. So I'm going to trust them at their word. Aaron, although he's not talking, it's through people, what we hear is he's not coming back. Well, what do I believe? I believe Aaron at some point will come back if he's not traded because he'd give up $35 million. He's a great football player. He's still close to his prime, and you're never going to get that money back. $35 million, even for Aaron Rodgers, is a lot of money. I believe Green Bay, at least for a year, has his rights. They're digging the heels in. They're probably not going to trade him. The part of me really believes that. Now, I would move it. I'd rip the Band-Aid off, but that's my personality. So I thought to myself, Trump used to call it fake news. This isn't fake news because I'm not pretending it's real. But what I'm saying is I do believe that this is so intense now and so public, you've got to offer some sort of press release to just bring the juice down a little, like bring the anxiety down a little. And I'm going to make a prediction that if Aaron's not traded, this is what the press release will look like to just soothe everybody a little. Because right now, it is walking on eggshells. Jordan Love talks. Mark Murphy talks. We dissect everything everybody says. You got to bring the heat down here on this thing. So here's my draft of the Packers press release. Mark Murphy, over the next month, is going to release this. Quote, we've done a poor job of communicating with Aaron. He's the face of our franchise and the MVP of the league, and deserves a certain level of transparency and respect. We have failed him in that regard. We've had some earnest conversations over the last couple of weeks and could not be more excited for our future together. It's very uplifting. It's very adult. It's very mature. Packer fans are like, all right, LFG, there you go. Aaron Rodgers in the press release, because companies release press releases. Aaron's quote would be in the press release. Aaron says, quote, the media, and Aaron is prone to do this, the media made this a bigger deal than it was. I went to Hawaii. I joined my offseason like all NFL players did. I know the Packers are committed to winning. So am I. Over the last month, we've sat down, ironed out our small differences. I'm looking forward to getting back on the field with my teammates, making another deep playoff run, and bringing another Super Bowl to Green Bay. Clean addresses it. Classic Aaron to, you know, deflate the media. That's my prediction on what you're going to see.
It's very Olivia Pope of you, Colin. You're like a fixer out here.
It's Green Bay acknowledges we should have been more transparent. We've had meetings. Aaron acknowledges, hey, we had some small differences. We brought the nail and hammer. We banged them out a little bit. It's all solved. I do think you have to at some point address it. And both sides, especially the Packers, haven't been great in the ad lib it at a podium. Do a press release. Just do a press release. Sit down with Aaron. Say, we screwed up. How's this work for you? We will give you a say. Aaron wants a little say in drafting. That's okay, by the way. It's okay to, you know, it's okay. Seattle listens to Russell. Tampa listens to Tom. Seems to me Houston should have listened to Deshaun on DeAndre Hopkins a little. It's okay. Not giving up control of the franchise, Green Bay. So that is my draft of the Packers press release.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where Colin was right.
Been saying it for 2 months. Chris Paul's the MVP of the league. I don't care that he doesn't score 28. You put him on the floor with Jokic, it's not even a debate. Not only did he shoot 63% from the field against Denver, he shot 84% in the fourth quarter. He is the best, most important, impactful player left. And I don't know why everybody struggles with it. Maybe it's, you know, I think it's pretty simple that he hasn't won yet. And in the world we live in now, if you don't win it all, you're a loser. But what you're seeing now is what I kept preaching in the regular season. Maybe the people on the East Coast just didn't watch Suns games because they were on late at night. But this is what he's been doing now all season, taking a bunch of kids, and they're on their last seven playoff games, they're just dismantling the Lakers, dismantling Denver. We know the West is generally better than the East.
Where Colin was wrong.
3 years ago, I looked it up. I called the Sixers Ben Simmons an all-timer. He still is an all-time disappointment. He took three shots in game two. His indifference is maddening. You can't blame it on immaturity now. He's been in the league now 4 years. He will not get better. He's shooting 35% at the free throw line. For God's sakes, he's a guard. I understand the big guys that don't shoot free throws, the big hands. He's a guard. I mean, when you can't trust your point guard to shoot free throws, you are in big trouble. Embiid's the better free throw shooter. And he is just, I can't get my arms around somebody that gifted, not willing to work on a significant hole in their game. I just can't, I can't wrap my brain around it.
Where Colin was right.
When the Clippers went down 0-2, I said they're going to win the series. They're going to go home, roll Utah. I've never felt it more than I do now. First of all, they won game three going away. They could have won both games one and two off a brutally demanding seven-game series. Utah was well-rested. Mike Conley's out, and now Donovan Mitchell has re-injured his ankle. So now Donovan Mitchell's not 100%. They're not winning this series in Utah without Donovan Mitchell at 100%. It's not happening. He's their best athlete. And Utah, though very well coached and very good at protecting the rim, is not hyper athletic. The Clippers are. So I never bought into 0-2 was defining. I think the Clippers will win tonight, win in Utah, come back in LA. They will end up going down 0-2 and winning four straight.
Where Colin was wrong.
Now I'm going to quit predicting anything on the Bucks Nets. I whiffed. So first of all, I predicted the Bucks would win the championship because A, their stars are not guys that get hurt much. That part, I guess, I was a little right on. But then they got humiliated in the first two games, did not even match up with Brooklyn. Brooklyn didn't have James Harden and still rolled the Bucks. I looked ridiculous. Then I buried the Bucks, and now the Nets are all banged up, and Utah throttles the Nets twice. So from this point, I'm going to watch the series. I'm going to enjoy the series. I have no idea what's going to happen. I believe the series has come down to the medical staff for the Nets deciding who wins it.
Where Colin was right.
You know, remember when all the media came out and said the Niners are taking Mac Jones number three? And everybody was absolutely sure. And Joy and I kept saying, A, that's a lot to give up for Mac Jones. And B, my big question was, nothing leaks from the Niners. Now everybody in the world has the draft pick. My sources, as I said multiple times, my sources didn't say they were drafting Mac Jones. All these legitimate reporters, it's Mac Jones, it's done. And I'm like, if it's done. Kyle Shanahan poked fun at the expert media this weekend.
I do laugh at that everyone thinks that they know exactly what I want on quarterback because I thought we had a chance to get the number one free agent quarterback who was going to be on the market in our second year. And since we did, people just assume that's how I would draw it up, which if you draw it up, obviously you're going to give the guy everything.
Bottom line is Mac Jones, the guarantees were always overstated.
Where Colin was wrong.
Jordan Love of the Packers actually spoke to the media. I had said the day before, is this guy the Loch Ness Monster? They won't let him talk. We don't get any video. The very next day, he held a press conference. There was all sorts of video. And my theory was they're protecting him because they just don't like what they see. Well, he was great at the podium. And that day at practice, he was unbelievable. So apparently I was wrong on that. I thought it was a protective mechanism because they were frightened to let us see anything. And he was actually fine with both, better than fine with both. And so I was wrong.
Where Colin was right.
Said this about Dak Prescott. He doesn't have the best arm. He's not the best talent. He has always understood the value of being the Dallas Cowboy quarterback. He's always understood that. Last week, the Jordan brand made him the richest NFL player in the Jordan brand umbrella. This is where Dak really gets it. Podium, leadership, he aligns with the front office, though he may disagree, he never says the wrong thing. This is why I criticize the hat on backwards dudes. When you're a quarterback, you are now the face of a $4 to $5 to $6 billion franchise. Maturity is going to be a deal breaker. Baker Mayfield right now should get a contract extension. He's not. Because they don't trust him. Dak Prescott, coming off an injury, got the biggest contract ever except Mahomes, and he got a Jordan brand contract. This is what I have always argued. Maturity matters. Leadership, understanding the temperature in the room matters for this position. And Dak may not have the best arm. He may not be the best mobile. He may not beat great teams all the time, but he is A++ in a lot of things that people don't give credit for.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Yankees are not only bad, they've lost 7 of 9. They're not even the most interesting team in their own city. The Mets have Jacob DeGrom. They're in first place. They're the talk of East Coast baseball. The Yankees have scored fewer runs in their own division than Baltimore, who has just 22 wins. They're not doing anything well. Aaron Boone, a buddy of mine who I thought was going to be kind of the elixir, the magic guy to it's not working. He talked about it.
We're going to find out what kind of character we're made of. We're clearly in the midst of incredibly tough times. We've faced it throughout this season. And, you know, we're going to find out what we're made of and if we're the team we think we are. And, you know, we need to step it up, period.
And finally, during the college football season, I said, everybody's a moralist until they're broke. I said, college football keeps telling us they're not going to have a playoff. I said, yes, they are. 6 months later, they have announced a playoff is coming after next season. Remember, for years, it was, we're happy with 4. There's going to be no playoff. And I told you, too many universities either make a fortune with football or they go broke. And when the pandemic hit and fans couldn't attend games, even major universities took troubling bank loans to pay the bills. Okay, a lot of these universities are teetering on the edge, and the only way to survive is a bigger check for television games. This is what we predicted, that college football and all their values and morals would cave to, hey, you know, you can make like $4 billion more a year with a playoff, and that's when they went upstairs, raised their hands, and agreed, we'll have a playoff in 1 year. I think it's the right move. I think it's imperfect. It's time to pay the players. I would scale back some of the out-of-conference games. 17 games, potentially, for teams is absurd if you're not going to pay players something. It's really, players are going to start sitting out games, and you're going to deserve it if you don't pay them. But we predicted they would move to a bigger playoff, and the we'll talk about it in 8 years, took less than 8 months.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Olson is at the Levine Children's Hospital in Charlotte. His son has been there, and so Greg and his family have been there around the clock for the last several days as TJ, his son, underwent heart transplant surgery. And Greg is one of the warmest, nicest guys we ever cover in this sport, and he joins us live for about 10 minutes today. So, Greg, you know, I think the world of you, and I hope you're doing okay in your family. And I think about TJ often, and I just want to thank you. And I want to address this because it matters. You have had strangers and people reach out to you and your family. And if you could just for a minute share the impact it's had on you.
You know, the reason we've shared TJ's journey, you know, since he's been born, so over 8 years now, and make it so public and share some of these difficult moments is I always feel like it's easy for people to share success stories and it's easy for people to share how good life can be. But I also feel like it's our responsibility to share our vulnerabilities, you know, share our downtimes and show that, you know, there's kids out here like TJ. There's thousands of them throughout the country that don't have that voice. They don't have that ability to get their cause or their case, the recognition and the platform that it deserves. So we feel, you know, very responsible for sharing what the world of congenital heart disease looks like through our own son. And to go through the past month of, you know, learning a lot about the organ transplant list and how that process works and learning what heart transplant looks like for an 8-year-old and seeing your son, you know, go through that process. You know, it continues to further, you know, our motivation to help in this space. And it's a space that we've gotten to know really well over the years. And, you know, we take great pride in trying to give stories of hope. And the amount of stories we've received back from other families like us, both on the donor end and on the recipient end, have just been heartwarming and mind-blowing and heart-wrenching all at the same time.
Yeah, Levine Children's Hospital in most major cities in the country and moderate-sized cities, there are children's hospitals out there. And it is, boy, it is in God's work. It is the people you have seen in 4 years. It really gives you, I bet it gives you an unbelievable amount of gratitude how lucky we all are to have these. I mean, we just went through a pandemic, for crying out loud. Like the healthcare workers in this country, your experience with that has probably been incredible.
You know, there are heroes and there's thousands of people out there, millions of people for that matter, that feel the same way. His entire team specifically here for TJ, from, you know, the surgeon who's actually doing the open heart surgery and you know, taking an organ from a donor body who was in their last, their last act of life, made the selfless decision to donate their organs to extend life for countless other people. We'll be forever grateful for that family and their decision and what they're able to do, and the team of nurses and the physicians and the cardiologists who now, once they get TJ out of surgery, kind of go through the process of getting him through recovery. It's just a remarkable story. We could talk for 2 hours, and I could share what we've learned flying on a private jet, one doctor to another hospital in another part of the country, and receiving the donor organ and flying it back, all against this 4-hour window. It's a wild, remarkable thing that they're able to do. And these doctors and surgeons and medical staff are just, they're what really are the backbone of our country. And we're just so thankful for them all.
Something far less important, but you've always had insight on these matters, and I have texted you from time to time looking for an answer when NFL stories get complicated. Mark Murphy, a very smart guy, runs the Packers, called Aaron a complicated fellow, which I don't think was great. But you obviously had a teammate in Cam Newton who was a superstar. And, you know, I said this earlier, Greg, is that there's so much. The game is now built for quarterbacks. They're paid $35 million a year. Aaron's not the only guy this year. Deshaun Watson, Matt Stafford wanted out. Carson Wentz wanted out. Russell Wilson was unhappy. Deshaun's been unhappy. There's a lot dealing with quarterbacks now. I do think there's a responsibility for the teams to understand that these 27-year-old men, these 33-year-old men, these 35-year-old men, the pressure they face, and Aaron's like, can I get some help around here? So I found myself, although I've disagreed with him many times, kind of aligning with Aaron on this a little. You dealt with the pressure Cam faced and the criticism. Every loss is Cam's fault. When you look at the Green Bay situation, how does it, Greg, land for you?
Yeah, I understand where these guys are coming from, right? I, as you said, I've played with some high-profile quarterbacks who face, they get a lot of the credit when things go well, and deservingly so. But I think more often than not, what we see is, to your point, when Aaron Rodgers doesn't win a Super Bowl, and when we lost the Super Bowl back in 2015, all of the blame and any of the failures in return get put on the quarterback. So I think these quarterbacks look around and they say, listen, they look around, they see Kansas City, they see these other teams, and they say, I want these weapons. You can have 5 Pro Bowl offensive players and every quarterback wants more, right? It's in their nature. They want every draft pick. They want every first round pick. They want 4 all pro receivers. They want a tight end, left tackle. That's just who they are. They know that the better they are, the players are around them, the more success they are going to have. And they realize their legacy is going to be based on winning Super Bowls. And Aaron Rodgers looks right now at his career. He's MVPs. He's won 1 Super Bowl. But if he wants to be up in that Manning, that Tom Brady category, he knows that the clock's ticking and he's got to win a few more Super Bowls. And he wants the organization to know, I need some more pieces around me. I need to be treated as the top of the totem pole of this organization, and you need to give me what I need to succeed and ultimately win the Super Bowl.
It's easy to criticize Aaron and say, Aaron, it's a first-round pick. It doesn't matter. Forget about Jordan Love. But when your team moves up in the first round to get somebody and you have other needs, as a tight end, there were probably 1 or 2 times in your career, and you knew they would draft other tight ends because there are times when there are 3 on the field. But name a time in your career that a team drafted a tight end high, first, second round pick, knowing that they would do it. Is it still, if Fox drafted another sportscaster in the first round, I'd probably have a bad, grumpy week. What is it like?
Yeah, we all go through that, right? I read that Fox is auditioning other former players to do, and I'm like, wait, I haven't even started yet, and they're looking for guys in the minor leagues, right? We all see those reports. Back in 2010, when I was in Chicago, it wasn't a draft pick, but we signed Brandon Matamaliuna, who was a big prize free agent at the time. We brought in Mike Martz, and here I am returning as the leading receiver, and this was back when free agency started at midnight. So like at, 1 a.m. on free agency, they announced that they signed Brandon Matamaliuna. And here I am saying, I thought I was your guy, right? Like, we all take that stuff personally. Over the years, I remember a couple of years back that before they drafted McCaffrey, there was rumors that we were going to draft O.J. Howard out of Alabama.
Yeah.
And here I was a Pro Bowl player, one of the top producing guys in the league, but your pride and your ego, no matter what anyone says, it gets involved. And it's taken personally, because in this league, the guys who find success and the guys that are incredibly motivated, they find every single thing that can be taken as a slight, as a knock, and they almost use it internally to continue to push themselves to limits even higher than they've already achieved. So I get it. I didn't want us to sign a rookie free agent. I didn't want anyone in the building, because I thought I could handle it all. I was the man. You were never going to take a catch away from me. You were never going to take a rep away from me. And I'm not the all-pro quarterback, so I get it. I understand where Rodgers came from. It's part of the business. We all get along. I'm sure he's a good teammate. But at the end of the day, highly driven, motivated guys who have a lot of, they believe in themselves and they hold themselves in high regard, they take any threat as a challenge, and I get it.
Yeah. By the way, Greg is hosting Tight End U with Travis Kelce and George Kittle, 3-day summit in beautiful Nashville, coming up June 23rd through the 25th. It's featuring over 50 tight ends from across the NFL to train, hang, and learn. Travis Kelce and George Kittle. You don't have enough microphones. Those guys. That's going to be good for you. That sounds really, really fun. And by the way, TJ, send our very best. You're such a committed parent and such a great guy. I want to thank you for just giving our audience the story behind it as well. I thought you said something really, really important. Too often we share the successes in life. You're sharing a struggle. And that's an amazing thing. You're one of the smartest guys I've ever dealt with in this business. I just want to thank you for coming by the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.